My first experience of seeing Hendrix was seeing him on the Dick Cavett show wearing like a blue kimono or something. And it was very powerful because you just didn't see black people at all on television.
Do you think music has a meaning?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's good to be more spiritual soul than anything now. Pretty soon I believe that they're gonna have to rely on music to like get some kind of peace of mind or satisfaction, direction actually, more so than politics, because like politics is really on an ego scene, you know. That's the way I look at it anyway. It's not a big fat ego scene, for instance.
Ego, you know? Scene.
Well, yeah, it's the art of words, which means nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So therefore you have to rely on a more of a earthier substance, like music or the arts, theater, you know, acting, painting, whatever.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jim Ladd, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the premiere of a piece of rock history. Now, that may sound a little strange that we could premiere a piece of history, but that's exactly what you're about to hear. You see, back in 1969, Jimi Hendrix owed a record to the Capitol label, so he decided to record a live album. He recruited Billy Cox on bass, whom he had known since his days in the Army, and Buddy Miles, one of the most sought-after drummers of his time. The result was a project called The Band of Gypsies. The Band of Gypsies played only 5 performances in their short live time together, a 2-night stand at the Fillmore East beginning on New Year's Eve of 1969, and a later gig in Madison Square Garden. In 1970, Capitol Records released the self-titled Band of Gypsies album, which contained only 6 songs from the Fillmore East shows, but those 6 songs turned the rock world on its ear. It was, without question, a breakthrough album, not only for Jimi Hendrix, but for music as a whole. For the Band of Gypsies brought together rock and roll, R&B, and funk in a way that no one had ever done before. And the result was electric. On February 23rd, the 2-CD set, Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East, will be released in stores. It contains performances from those historic shows that have not been heard for 30 years and will once again electrify every Jimi Hendrix fan. Welcome to the SFX Radio Network premiere of Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East.
Wow.
The premiere of Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore East will continue on the SFX Radio Network right after this.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
When Vanessa's daddy walks out the door today, he's never coming back.
Bye-bye, Vanessa.
She'll be twice as likely to drop out of high school, 37% more likely to abuse drugs, 2.5 times more likely to get pregnant in her teens. It's hard to stay close to your kids when you don't live with them, but you can do it. Give them the emotional and financial support they need. They're your kids. Be their dad. A public service message brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you want to make the moment last forever, get the most out of the time you have together.
Keep your cool longer with certs.
It's an instant hit, a rush of cool mint, a freshness that lasts so long. Way after the mint is gone.
Certs, a sparkling drop of resin, gives you fresh breath that lasts.
Keep your cool longer. Keep your cool longer with certs.
All right, sell amalgamated at 25 and 7/8. Buy consolidated at...
Hello.
Who are you?
You haven't heard about me? I'm the Trident Tooth Fairy. See, I got wings and gum.
You want to place an order?
No. I want to tell you about Trident. Did you know Trident is the number one dentist recommended gum?
Hang on a second. Hey, Morty, I got some inside info on Trident.
In fact, more dentists chew Trident than any other gum.
You sure?
If I were the Easter Bunny, you could doubt me. But I'm the Tooth Fairy.
Hey, Morty, buy 100 shares of Trident.
I should get commission. And remember, chew on this. Trident.
Don't talk to strangers.
Don't sniff inhalants. I'm Dolores Jordan, Micah's mom and mother of five. I didn't talk to my kids about the dangers of inhalants. Back then, it wasn't an issue. Today it is. Children die from sniffing things like glue, paint, or gasoline. Talk to your kids now about the dangers of inhalants. Tell them one sniff can kill.
To learn more about inhalants, call 1-800-788-2800. A message from ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Trident and by Listerine. This is the SFX Radio Network.